Charms blog, March 19th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Hey, well, I got my sister Sarah in the car today, and we're going to talk about the creepy-ass movie, The Ring 2, that we saw last night. Right?
Right.
This is really weird. Now I'm not having to talk to myself anymore, but I got to talk to Sarah, so... We've got background music playing, so whatever. The new, they're not really new Jet CD, but the Jet CD playing in the background. So we went last night. I went with Marla and Sarah's friend Ashley, and we went and saw The Ring 2. And it scared the shit out of me. I couldn't take a shower this morning because I was afraid she was gonna like pop out of the drain. And, like, hair was going to start coming out, and she was going to grab me and pull me down.
Water.
I couldn't sleep last night. Thumper slept in my room, but I couldn't fall asleep.
I could.
You could.
I just watched, like, bad TV before I went to bed.
I couldn't sleep at all. I was fucking freaked out. That one scene where she's climbing up the well.
Oh, yeah.
Scared the crap out of me. Yeah, I was so gay in the movie theater last night because of all those damn kids that kept, like... It was like high school in there, no joke, because there were so many kids, the movie theater was packed, and they had to be middle school, but Ashley was saying that they were like, what, freshmen?
Yeah.
In high school. Ah, someone got pulled over. And it was absolutely packed in there, and I'm going to turn this down, this is distracting me. And it was absolutely packed, and we get in, and these kids were being so annoying and so loud. I mean, it's like every scene, even if it wasn't anything scary, they would scream, and it was just massive screaming.
Well, okay, well, some parts were allowed to be screaming.
I guess. I don't know, at one point I thought they actually had screaming built into the thing. I don't know, it was like a surround sound screaming. I need to buy the movie so I can see if there's actually screaming built into the movie. It was scary as hell. They did the same thing, like the one... by the way, if you want to see The Ring 2, don't listen to the rest of this, because we're totally going to spoil parts of it starting now. So you don't want to... Just shut this off, because all it is a spoiler of what the movie's about.
Yeah.
So if anyone saw the first one, and they know how fucked up looking people get after the girl attacks them, and their faces are all like... mummified looking, and their mouths are hanging open. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? It's because they're like, when they see her, so then their mouth
drains.
Like that.
She drains their blood out.
Is that what she knows?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know why they end up that way.
Drains the water out of them.
Drains the water out? Do I have water in my face?
This headphone keeps on falling out of my ear.
Yeah, Sarah's got the earbuds in. And I've got the microphone clipped on my seatbelt because I'm not wearing a collar today, so I can't clip the lapel mic to anything. I hope it's picking up her voice fine, but I guess we'll see later when I put this online. Is this still recording? Does the thing say record?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
Yeah, so the first, like, very first scene, they've got this Katie Holmes lookalike and this boy, that I guess apparently got a hold of the video, the Ring video, and watched it, and he's on like his last of the 7 days or whatever, so he has to show it to someone else. So he like screams at this girl to like watch the movie, and he goes inside the kitchen, and she puts the video in, and he thinks she's watching it because he hears the noises, but she totally has her eyes covered. So then he's like in the kitchen with the door shut, and this brown like shit water starts leaking out from underneath the door. And he opens up the door and runs out to her, and he's like, what the hell did you do? She's like, I had my eyes covered. And then the Ring girl pops out and totally kills the fuck out of him.
And I had my eyes closed during that.
Oh, you missed that part?
Yeah.
So then, what's her name?
Rachel.
Not Rachel, Naomi Watts or whatever, the blonde girl.
Yeah, but she plays Rachel in the movie.
Yeah, but anyway, so she's a newspaper reporter or something, and she hears on the radio at her, like, work that, you know, there's some homicide or whatever, so she goes to investigate, and she has no idea what's going on, but she goes inside the ambulance, they've just taken the boy out in a body bag, and he's all fucked up looking right now, so she's so damn dumb, and she goes inside the ambulance and, like, unzips the body bag, and then that's the first, like, screaming scene when, you know...
His face is all
dewaterized.
And then Sarah. What?
No, I was just gonna say as Sarah calls it. And then what?
Yeah. And then she tries to zip up the bag and then his hair gets stuck.
Oh, yeah. She tries zipping up the bag and all of a sudden, for some random reason, the boy turns into the Serona? Simona? Sarara? Sahara?
Simona.
It's like a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
Samoya.
It's like...
Whatever the fucking girl's name is with the hair in front of her face, he randomly turns into her at the last minute when she's trying to zip it up and her hair gets caught and she, like, lunges out with her evil-looking hands and, like, leaves a brown mark.
Yeah, I had my eyes covered in
Naomi Watts. And then she, like, screams and then realizes that the girl isn't really there or whatever, and then she just goes out of the ambulance. I don't remember what happened after that, but I know the little boy who always calls her Rachel instead of Mom gets, like, possessed. And Samoya wants to take her over, or take him over.
Yeah.
And then she totally has to drown him and kill him.
Basically.
This is the worst spoiler ever.
Yeah, basically, because she's living inside him, so when because he never calls her mom. So when she's like, Mommy, let's be together. Where's my mommy? Where's my mommy? She knows it's not him.
Yeah.
And so she goes to see the mother of Sir Mono.
Samoya.
No, it's not that.
It's like a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah. But, and then the mother of the child is like, do whatever your baby says. And during the, when you sleep.
Sir, you're the worst at this. You're like, and the mother says, do whatever your baby says. And you're like leaving out everything in the movie.
No, but, and.
So basically.
They sleep.
So basically, the fucked up, scary ass part of the movie that gave me nightmares forever is. The girl comes into the bathtub, and the bathtub's full of fucking hair, and you're like, what? Bathtub? Who? This isn't making any sense to anybody. So the girl's like, she basically has to drown her son, because her son's possessed with Samoya, or whatever.
Yeah.
So he has to drown her in the bathtub, because she hates water. So she goes and... First of all, he won't sleep, because when Samoya possesses him, he turns into a, insomniac.
Yeah.
So he doesn't sleep, so she, like, puts, like, sleeping pills, like, in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and feeds it to him, so he does fall asleep even though he's possessed. And she takes him and puts him in the bathtub and tries to drown him, and, like, in the process of trying to drown him, he randomly switches into Harry Samoya and starts, and then there's more screaming. And then, but eventually, Samoya's, like, spirit pops out of him and then goes away. And just what everyone thinks, it's all done, and it's so funny, because everyone in the movie theater is, like, clapping and applauding, they're like, oh, yay, it's done, the bad guy's dead.
But you left out one part. The boy said that...
Oh, yeah, well...
When they sleep,
she's...
They can...
Well, I'm not going to give a complete summary of the movie.
Well, that's a major part, and, like, when they sleep, they can talk to each other, so he told her when he was sleeping, told Rachel...
Yeah, it's so bad because, like, the only way that her son can talk to Naomi Watts in the movie without Samoya hearing is if they talk to each other in their sleep. So there's this one scene that opens up and she's, like, dreaming or sleeping and she's laying in her bed and then he's, like, right behind her and everyone starts, like, being so immature and perverted in the movie theater.
Yeah, she's, like, with a boy.
Yeah. So gay. Fucking high schoolers.
And then, where were we?
Oh, look, it's the Red Bull truck. The Red Bull, what is it, a Kia or something? It's like a little, Jeep that's got a huge-ass Red Bull can attached to it. I have no idea what I'm talking about. This is when you need your cell phone camera. Sarah, do I get off at this exit?
No. Keep on going straight.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. You don't go up that... And, when everyone's applauding...
So, when everyone's applauding, I'm like, the movie ain't over yet, people. Just because she got the spirit out, she's going to come fucking out the TV and start killing people. Sure enough, they walk down the stairs out of the bathroom, and the TV's on, and Creepy Girl climbs out of the well, and she pulls Naomi into the movie.
Like, no, Rachel, no!
And then Naomi's, like, in the well at the very bottom, and she's like, the well is always open! It's always open. All she has to do is climb out. So she starts climbing out, and then this possessed, like, the girl.
Samara!
I prefer Samoya.
Samara Morgan or something like that.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Oof. Stones.
Anyway.
So, she gets in there at the at the end, what am I saying?
Well, she's at the bottom of the well.
Yeah, she's at the bottom of the well, and she tries climbing out, and then Samoya pops out of the water. Well, first I thought someone was farting, because you see all these random huge-ass bubbles coming up to the top of the water. Like, someone's farting. Big time. And then Samoya starts, like, coming out of the water and starts chasing after her, and Naomi finally climbs to the top, and she's like, I'm not your mother, bitch!
No, it's like, then, I'm not your fucking mommy, then closes the
well. Oh, yeah, I thought she said bitch. And then everyone applauded, and then she shuts the well, and then she's stuck in the... Oh, we left out the part with the deer! Okay, we'll get to that later. Yeah. This is so unorganized, whatever.
So
she gets out, and then...
So she's out, and she's in, like, this TV thing, so it's all, like, black and white, and she hears her son's voice. You know that part where she's, like, in the video where the lady, the Morgan lady, she drops over the cliff into the water? Well, Rachel does it, and goes into the, drops over the cliff, and then she wakes up, and she's in her home.
Yeah, something like that.
And with Aiden.
Hayden, not Aiden.
No, it's Aiden.
It's Aiden?
Yeah.
What type of fuck? No, I'm just kidding. I probably have like 10 people listening to the show whose name's Aiden. No, it's Hayden.
No, it's
Hayden.
Well, H-A-Y. I looked on the credits. It's Aiden.
Well, I used common sense. It's Hayden. Anyway, so we missed that. We lacked in a very important part. Remember how the first movie was obsessed with horses? Well, this movie was obsessed with deer. So they're randomly... Not reindeer.
Yeah, they are. Okay, they have big...
Deer with fucking huge-ass antlers.
That's
what... So, they're, like, obsessed with reindeer in this movie. So, they're, like, driving Rachel and... this is, like, back in the beginning of the movie after he gets possessed. He's with... Oh, well, Hayden and her are at this carnival... No, because then... Then I have to talk about too many other parts.
So they're driving
down this road, and all of a sudden there's a deer out in the middle of the road, and... Naomi Watts totally doesn't notice, and she, like, slams on the brakes and almost hits this deer. The deer gives this evil look, and Hayden's, like, all possessed and sitting next to her, and he's like...
Don't stop.
He's like, don't stop. Don't stop. And she has no idea what's going on, and all of a sudden, out of the fuck of nowhere... Make it right here.
You can, yeah.
Out in the middle of nowhere, like, two deer, like, totally start ramming the hell out of their car. I think it was, like, a Jetta.
Yeah.
Or something. Jetta. Yeah, and they start ramming the hell out of this car, and they start, like, destroying it, and all of a sudden, like, a million deer out of the middle of this forest, like, pop out, and Hayden's like, don't stop, don't stop, so they keep driving, and nothing happens. I was, like, waiting for all the deer to, like, chase down the Jetta and totally kill them.
When she goes back to the Morgan's house, original, this guy is, like, trying to sell it, and she's like, did they leave anything behind? She goes down to the basement, there's a bunch of antlers.
Yeah, that was scary. Yeah. That movie just creeps me out.
And, they were at this antique show randomly, and Aiden was alone, and he's, like, photography.
Aiden.
Whatever. And he sees these, like, deer in the corner, and they make that doom noise. So, you know, it has something to do with that.
They make that doom noise?
Yeah, that noise that you know something's gonna happen.
Yeah, well, anyways, this is pretty much the worst ever synopsis and spoiler of a movie. I think it probably made no sense. But we recorded it anyways.
Yeah.
So we're going now to eat lunch. And I will talk to you all later. Sarah, say bye.
Bye.
Ah, where's the hold button? Ugh. Where did I go? Left?
Yeah.
Left.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit SharmAmiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show. Love system in my house, so I know when people are creeping about. Freaking me out.